Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference Executive Director Robert Palacios to talk to us about this year's 28th anniversary. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Hello, Emily. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. What is the significance of the conference to the community?
So the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference was founded in 1994. This year we are celebrating our 28th anniversary, and the conference is right around the corner. We have students from all over come joining us for the workshops, and we're super excited.
The tradition of mariachi, that's been going on for years in Mexico. And here in Las Cruces with your 28th anniversary conference, what does it mean to the students and their families?
For the students and the families, it's about tradition and heritage and growing our culture and sharing those traditions from the past. A lot of these songs are passed on. They're folk songs passed on from generation to generation, and it means a lot. And I actually started as a student of the conference in 2002.
What did it mean to you? What was your passion?
I grew up listening to this music with my grandfather. I spent a lot of time with him when I was younger, and he would sit out on the porch listening to mariachi and Spanish music. And the first time I heard a mariachi, I was in middle school, and it all happened from there. I knew I wanted to be a part of the music, and I started with the middle school program and attended my first conference in 2002. And to be able to learn that music and share our culture and traditions, it just means so much. And to see the next generation take part of this means a lot too. These kids are excited to be here in Las Cruces with their directors, learning from Mariachi Cobre, one of the best mariachis in the world. They play at Epcot, at Walt Disney World. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. And then our dance instructors come from the University of Colima. And both Mariachi and Flocorico are excited for this year's conference.
Talking about the instructors, let's talk about the workshops. They're going to be held again this year at New Mexico State University's Corbett Center. How many classes can a student sign up for, and what are the classes?
So we offer a variety of classes. The Flocorico classes are multi-level, beginner, intermediate, advanced, and masters. And it's 2 days of intensive workshops. We're starting on Wednesday, and all day Thursday. And the students signing up for mariachi workshops, we offer violin, trumpet, guitar, guitarrón, vihuela, and voice. And throughout the workshops, we're actually adding different aspects this year, where there's going to be a vocal harmonization workshop for the participants. We're going to have a stage presence, kind of how to perform, a performance workshop. And then the directors themselves are going to have a workshop on how to run a mariachi group and ways to improve your programs. And so there's multiple things going on during these 2 days of workshops. And then Friday, we have the rehearsal and we get ready for the big show, which is the spectacular concert. On Saturday, we are having the student showcase at Amador Live from 10 a.m. to noon, and that's free and open to the public.
And the spectacular concert comes back to the Pan American Center at New Mexico State University. How thrilling is that? It holds, 8,400 people? Do you plan to fill it up?
We're working very hard to fill it up. We need the community to keep purchasing your tickets. We're available. The box office is open. And we haven't been at the Pan Am since 2014. So this is huge for me as the director. It's huge for our community. And we're bringing a vocalist headliner, Steven Sandoval. Steven is no stranger to mariachi, and I'm sure our participants know of him. He played with Mariachi Vargas for 15 years. And Mariachi Nuevo Tecalitlan as a vocalist and a violinist. And he is known as La Voz del Mariachi, launched his soloist career, and he was doing really well before COVID. And so really this is one of his premier performances and having a live performance. So he's bringing it to Las Cruces, and he's gonna be accompanied by Mariachi Cobre. and everybody's been working very hard to give a huge performance for Las Cruces.
Las Cruces International Mariachi, it's a nonprofit organization. What does that mean to the organization, to the community, and how do you fundraise?
When I started with the conference in 2016, we had a nonprofit 501c3 to run the organization, but I felt like it really wasn't highlighted in the community. So the nonprofit is New Mexico Advocates for the Arts. And through that, we have been growing. We brought on a community chamber orchestra, Camarata del Sol, and we also have the Las Cruces Youth Orchestras and Choirs. So not only are we running the Mariachi Conference, but we have other arts, cultural, music education programs in our community that are doing work on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So that is our nonprofit. I hope that our community is starting to see and hear that name more than ever, because we're doing a lot of great work in our community.
A lot of the students, like yourself, you've been doing this for over 20 years, performing mariachi, and then you grew up to be the executive director of the Mariachi Conference. What about the other students that have gone on to maybe teach or perform?
We have performers, music educators. Joe Baca is our workshop director. He's a violinist for Mariachi Cobre. Joe Baca was born in El Paso, grew up in Albuquerque. He's now with Mariachi Cobre, our mariachi workshop director. So there's individuals that grew through the conference who are now leaders, educators, that have gone on to do great things. And my thing is, if we can make a difference in one kid's life, we've done our work. And so this year we have over 200 participants. The Mariachi Conference as a whole has seen over 14,000 students come through our workshops over the past 27 years. And we continue to work towards that. And it truly, I use myself as a testament. It can make a difference in a child's life and really shape their future. In our community, we continue to share our cultural arts, our arts education. When we teach our students music and dance, it teaches them to be committed to something, just like sports and athletics. It's a time commitment, a responsibility, and it really helps with other education aspects as far as school and mathematics and science. They all come together. And so for our community, for our youth, it's a great thing, but also it's a cultural arts celebration. It's something for our community to do. We had two Masia Sundays already leading up to the conference with a wonderful turnout. People come out, they wanna be involved, they wanna be active. And then we have volunteer opportunities. So we have a lot of great volunteers that help bring in sponsors, that help get our workshops ready. We have registration committees and marketing committees, and our planning committee meets weekly leading up to the conference. So there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of community involvement, great business sponsors that help us actually put on this event, because we keep our registration fees as low as possible to get as many participants, and we can't do that without our community sponsors.
And there's an opportunity for scholarships for the students as well that the community can participate in. Now, where can they find this information?
Our website is lascrucesmariachi.org, or you can call us 575-680-3123, and our email is office@lascrucesmariachi.org. Now, if you're interested in tickets, that's at the Pan Am box office. Their number is 646-1420.
I really appreciate you taking time in this busy day that you're getting ready for the upcoming workshops and then the spectacular concert with a lot to do. Thank you again, Robert Palacios, Executive Director of the Las Cruces International Mariachi Conference.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.